We've been talking today about finding unexpected green spaces, from San Francisco's Tenderloin District to Richmond's Iron Triangle neighborhood. Richmond is notorious for its high crime rate and industrial pollution. And the Iron Triangle, which is bordered on three sides by train tracks, just might be the city's most dangerous neighborhood. But inside the triangle, activist Tanya Pulido is cultivating community and social consciousness through the Berryland Community Garden. Pulido is one of the winners of the 2011 David Brower Youth Awards. She joined me in studio.
I'm the firstborn generation here in the U.S.
Where are your parents from?
Mexico. And there's a lot of immigrants that live close to the Richmond Greenway, and they just have a wealth of knowledge about farming and plants. So it's just been such a great pleasure to be able to hear, like, all their knowledge and them wanting to help out. So in some cases, it's been really easy. And other cases, and particularly with the youth, it's been a little bit harder to convince them because, as you know, as we talked about, there's so many other issues with violence and drugs and other things that, you know, trying to save the environment is not at the top of their list. But just, you know, something I've been doing is like working with different organizations. So I work with the Rise Center, that is a youth center in Richmond that does popular education. I'm working with Urban Tilled, and Urban Tilled is just like a it's just a wonderful organization because 80% of our employees are under the age of 25. So a lot of the people managing the gardens and the farms are 20, 21. You know, the people I work with, one is 16, the other one's 20. So definitely, I think one of our strategies to get people involved is by actually hiring people near the gardens, you know.
And you also said that you're reaching out specifically to young mothers.
Yeah, young mothers, there's a lot of young mothers in Richmond, and I've been working a lot with mothers, period, and like young children, children, period, and because the garden is right next to Lincoln Elementary, so it's, you know, it's ideal, and we talk to mothers there, you know, and children love to join, you know, the activities, because we have art activities, so they love to be part of that, and then we give them tours, and we give them, like, a little bag, and we're tasting things as we go along, and they just love that, and yeah, I definitely feel that, you know, after working with youth for like almost 2 years, I've definitely saw, you know, that mothers, you know, who doesn't care about their children, you know, and I feel like what I can do is like be a bridge, you know, because little kids look up to high school kids, you know, and they're like, they think they're the coolest thing ever. And then, you know, it's hard for mothers to get to their high school children, you know. And then so the way I see it is like by getting people involved my age to help me organize and to organize events and stuff, you know, I'm actually creating this bridge between generations that, you know, because I really want this to be like a community, you know. I don't want to target one specific group because I know, you know, it affects all of us. And, you know, and I feel like by cultivating a common space that we can all gather, you know, that in a community with many divisions, I think that's very powerful.
That's Tanya Pulido, and she works at the 6th Street Gardens in Richmond. She's just won a Brower Youth Award for environmental activism. So, Tanya, how did you become an activist?
The way I became an activist, I was just, like I mentioned before, I barely graduated from high school. I wasn't doing...
From Richmond High.
Richmond High. In Richmond, yeah, Richmond High, our mascot is an oil funnel. You know, like, we're the Richmond Oilers, which just shows the power that the refinery has in the community. And, you know, I just, you know, the school, I don't even know how I graduated. I shouldn't have graduated, you know. I was doing really bad, and I wasn't, you know, I never imagined myself going to four-year college or anything like that. And, you know, and because of that, you know, because of my bad habits, I hit a lot of walls, and then it finally got to the point where I started questioning my existence. I was like, why am I here? What am I doing? You know? And then as I asked myself questions, I started seeking for answers. And then I started watching the news a little bit, and I started realizing the power of oil corporations in the U.S. and overseas. And then I was like, wow, you know, and then I started learning about specifically about Chevron and its, its facilities in Nigeria and other parts of the world, and just like the horrible practices that it was implying and the horrible humanitarian violations. And then I got really outraged. You know, it got to the point where I couldn't hold it any longer within me. I couldn't just sit down there and keep watching the news. It wasn't enough for me. And I feel like I had to go do something. So I just started contacting everyone I knew who was involved with social like justice and activism. And I met a lot of wonderful people.
And getting this Brower Award, how does that help your activism? How does that help you feel part of a sort of larger movement?
It definitely helps a lot because, you know, as a youth in a community, there's a lot of social activism going on in Richmond, but a lot of it is adults and elderly, you know. And when I went to meetings, I realized that most of the time I was the only young person there. In a lot of the Chevron meetings, a lot of, you know, all these other different meetings, community meetings, I was the youngest person there. So just being surrounded by youth who are passionate and are doing so many great things locally and globally is just so inspiring, and it definitely keeps me moving and keeps me motivated and inspired to continue going at this, you know, even stronger. You know, I want to go back and I want to like give it my all, you know, and just pour it all out. And I feel like I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be able to connect and network with so many youth.